Reentry, family fracture, and the hope of patient restoration reentry does not only affect the person coming home from incarceration, it affects families, children, former spouses, parents, grandparents, church members, victims, survivors, and whole communities. A returning citizen may want life to feel normal again quickly, but family restoration often takes time. A reentry and restoration chaplain must understand this clearly. Release from jail or prison does not automatically restore trust. A person may be free, repentant, hopeful, and sincere, but family members may still carry fear, grief, anger, exhaustion, or protective caution. This is especially true when children are involved. A parent may deeply miss a child and want immediate closeness. That longing can be real and tender, but the child may need safety, stability, age-appropriate support, and patient rebuilding. The chaplain should not push a reunion faster than wisdom, legal realities, family boundaries, or safety allow. What helps is patient restoration. The chaplain can say, "Your desire to reconnect matters. Let's think about what would rebuild trust slowly and safely." Or, "Love may begin with respecting the boundaries that are in place right now. What harms is rushing?" A chaplain should not say, "Your family needs to forgive and move on." The chaplain should not pressure a former spouse, parent, child, or victim to restore contact before they are ready. Forgiveness and reconciliation are not the same thing. Forgiveness may be a spiritual process before God. Reconciliation requires truth, safety, accountability, and time. Family fracture after incarceration often includes many layers: broken promises, lost years, financial strain, addiction history, violence concerns, betrayal, shame, grief, and fear that the same patterns will return. The chaplain must listen carefully and avoid simplistic answers. This does not mean the chaplain becomes cynical. Restoration is possible. God changes lives. Families can heal. Trust can grow again. Children can experience safe connection. Churches can become places of steady support. But hope must be honest. Patient restoration is not weak faith. It is faithful love with wisdom. The chaplain's role is not to force reunion, take sides too quickly, or become the family counselor. The chaplain offers prayer by permission, scripture with consent, encouragement toward accountability, and referral to proper supports when needed. In family reentry ministry, holy boundaries protect love from becoming pressure. A faithful chaplain helps people take the next wise step, not the fastest step,